Sounding that close to a pipe organ requires the Hammond to produce an astonishing variety of tones. Inside the organ, it has something to do with what they call tone wheels, notched discs spinning near magnets. But for the Hammond player, the magic is in these drawbars.
Welcome to Jazz Organic, a weekly radio stop for the truest American art form as played on the Hammond B3 organ. My name is Andy Schultz. Thanks for joining me. Coming up in this hour of organ jazz, you'll hear from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Plus, hear from Brian Charette as he talks about a new project coming out, something he's been working on while in quarantine. It's a solo project, more on that later. And an album spotlight from Milt Buckner and Hal Singer. It's called Milt and Hal. That's a little bit later in the hour. But before then, music from Jimmy Smith, the 1963 recording Any Number Can Win. This is What I Say here on Jazz Organic.
Thank you.
That's The Sermon, organist Jimmy Smith. Any Number Can Win, the name of the recording from 1963. This is Jazz Organic, facebook.com/jazzorganic or twitter.com/jazz_organic. Now music from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. This is a 45 called Call Your Mom here on Jazz Organic.
Thank you.
called Inner City Blues from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio here on Jazz Organic. My name is Andy Schultz. I recently had a conversation with organist Brian Charette where he told me about a new project he's been working on. So, Brian, you have been spending some time in your home studio.
That's the only place I've been.
You've been forced into it, obviously, because of the 2020 year that was and is and continues to be. And
jeez Louise.
You have been, and I've seen some of these videos. You've been in your home studio. You've got keyboards all over the place and other synths and a drum machine. And you've now made the best of it. You have an album coming out in December called Like the Sun.
I have done electronic music before. Actually, my first album that I ever released is all electronic in the way this is. And I had a release 4 years ago called Current that was also a little bit electronic, but that was with a band. For the past few years, I've been getting these little machines, drum machines and sequencers, because I wanted to do solo versions of my music. You know, it's really hard in New York, or it was before all of this happened. Now it's even harder to keep a band together. It would be very uncommon for me to have the same people on gig to gig, you know, wherever I was playing. So I wanted to have a kind of cohesive performance of my music that I could really control, you know. So I got like a robot band. The unusual thing about this music is I track it live, which is, I think, a little different than a lot of electronic music that is really labored over. I have beats programmed, but I manipulate them in real time. I manipulate the sequences in real time and cue them in real time, and I'm playing keyboards on top of it. So it's a very challenging dance of button presses to get from the A section to the bridge, to cue this sample, to cue this beat. And I've gotten really into it, and especially now when I'm not really around other people, it's allowed me a way to be creative with accompaniment, but working in the confines of the current environment.
So in these challenges, you mentioned, obviously, this is it was almost forced upon you. Like you said, you can't put a band together. Uh-huh. What has this allowed you to do that you wouldn't normally be able to do, as far as, you know, instead of instructing your band, you do this, you do this? How is this?
Well,
like,
everybody plays them exactly how I want to. In a way, it's the most authentic, in my opinion, rendering of my music, because I'm in charge of every part of it. I also mixed the music and chose the art and put the whole thing together, which is something I very rarely get to do on my albums. You know, I'm actually in charge of very little. I don't get to pick the cover. You know, sometimes the names of the songs are even not the names of the songs that I chose. Not that I have big problems with that, because the record companies that I work with have been great to me, and I continue to work for everyone and have a good relationship with them. But, you know, I'm trying to push the organ stuff into kind of a different thing. And it's a little, for traditionalists, like we were talking before, it can be met with a little bit of skepticism, you know. But I believe my music is nice to listen to. I don't think it's off-putting. You know, I think it has a gentleness to it. And I really believe that this album is what the music sounds like in my head, you know.
Tune is called Slasher. Before that, Break Tune, both of those from a December 2020 release from organist and electronic music sequencer Brian Charette. On the other side of a short break, it's this week's album spotlight. You're listening to Jazz Organic. This is Jazz Organic, a weekly radio stop for the truest American art form as played on the Hammond B3 organ. My name is Andy Schultz. It's time for this week's album spotlight, which this week comes from Paris, the year 1968. It's organist Milt Buckner in his block chord style with saxophonist Hal Singer. It's called Milt and Hal. It's from the definitive Black and Blue Sessions collection, as we hear those two in Paris in 68. We'll start the sampling this week with the title cut, Milt and Hal. It's this week's album spotlight here on Jazz Organic. Thank you. That tune is called Ghost of a Chance. Milt Buckner and Hal Singer, the recording Milt and Hal from 1968, recorded in Paris, this week's album Spotlight. We'll keep sampling now with a tune called The Blues Is Mine here on Jazz Organic.
Thank you.
Is Pick Yourself Up. Paris, 1968, Milt Buckner and Hal Singer. It's called Milt and Hal. It's this week's album spotlight here on Jazz Organic. Now we'll close out the hour with the tune When You're Smiling. It's Joey DeFrancesco and Jimmy Smith. The two of them together, the recording, incredible, here on Jazz Organic.
Beep, 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 beep
To Jazz Organic, your radio home for jazz on the B3 organ. Comments or questions? Email jazzorganic@gmail.com, facebook.com/jazzorganic, or follow on Twitter for show updates, twitter.com/jazz_organic. Jazz Organic is a co-production of Lakeshore Public Media and Chicago's Home for Jazz, WDCB. Until next time, I'm Andy Schultz.